This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and hope you guys are doing great this week. I know, I tell you, in Alabama, it is still raining. It's been raining almost every day for like a month. I don't think the sun ever will come out again here. I'll tell you, it's crazy. Hey, I'm so glad you guys decided to join us again. I hope you have your favorite cup of coffee or maybe your favorite chair you're sitting in, or you're driving to work, or you're sitting at your desk at work with headphones on. I'm just glad you guys decided to pull up a chair to this podcast and join with me today. You know, I'm going to talk about something that I think it's pretty interesting is I like to talk about things about negativity and positivity sometimes because it's all through the Bible, you know, first of all. And I want to talk to you today about basically how to not let negative people affect you. How to not let negative people affect you. And I can hear everybody say, please, amen, brother, I'm with you. There's so many negative people on the earth today, and there's so many negativity just dwelling around us. Because think about it, it's all energy. I mean, everything in this universe is nothing but pure energy, you know, according to science. And so we have to face the reality that people have good vibes, bad vibes, negative energy around them, and positive energy. There's nothing new age about that. It's just science. I mean, you know, for someone to say that maybe something could be new age of negative energy or someone affecting them by a vibration, then my question would be to that person is how come then they're affected by someone's arguments to them? How come they're affected when someone around them is very negative? How come it happens to tend to get upon you and bother you? Does it mean you're in your new age too? You know, it's just a way of life. It's just realizing that this is not new age. This is science, and science is so amazing because it's letting you know how things work and operate within the universe and how God's created it all. So, how do you not be affected by people's negative energy? I'm gonna give you a couple of points today that you might have thought about before, or maybe you haven't. But I want you to reconsider it. I want you to really think this thing through. All right. One of the first things I've come to the realization is learning to put distance between you and the negativity. Okay? Put a distance between you and the negativity, which means don't get so heavily involved with situations of people. When someone around you tends to be very negative, the best thing you can do for yourself is not ask any questions about the situation. And sometimes that might seem a little rude, or maybe you can do it in a casual, loving way, but maybe you can just turn around and just say, oh, I'll be praying for you. Thank you. Or I hope it gets better for you. Whatever you want to say back like that, do that. But the moment you open that door to begin to say, oh my gosh, well, tell me what happened. How's it, you know, what are you going to do from then? You know, from there. Then you realize that something of an open door policy of invitation has now been extended to that person to pour themselves into you. Remember this. Anytime you engage in a situation with someone, anytime someone is talking about maybe their car broke down, you know, all around them is bad news, they're getting fired from the job, or, you know, my dog's got the mange, or whatever it is. I don't know where that came from, but whatever the situation may be, the moment that you engage with a question to them, you have to remember, when the Bible says let your yeses be yes, your noes be noes, we don't stop to realize the power of that statement. Because the moment I say no, or the moment I say yes, or the moment I make a statement that's not a closing question, you know, ending question, then I cease from that door being opened. But the moment I say maybe, coulda, shoulda, you know, hey, you know, or ask the question of how did it go or whatever, the moment I do that, I have to realize what's happening spiritually. Spiritually, I am entertaining the idea of their energy. Because the moment that I cease from saying no thank you, the moment I cease from saying sure, yes, absolutely, the moment I cease from, you know, from basically putting a statement to something to say, I'll be in prayer for you, thank you for letting me know. The moment I cease from these type of statements is when I begin to open the door for that person to pour themselves into me. Always remember this, that something that is of question to someone else will always open the door for them to think, always open the door for them to talk, always open the door for them to begin to express. It opens the door spiritually for the negativity or the positivity of the energy of that situation to begin to come into you. It's because you're giving them an invitation at that moment that you're interested. You want to know more about what's being said. And it's an open door policy right then and there. So you have to be very careful. So that's how you can sort of distance yourself from the negativity, is learning to close with a statement, not a question. Learning to say no thank you, learning to say yes please, learning to say whatever it is you need to say that is a period at the end of your sentence, then you're going to be fine. And believe it or not, negativity won't affect you. Think about it this way. If the power of life and death is within the tongue, then that means that there's an open invitation. The moment I begin to pour forth the power, if someone else pours forth the power of their vocals, of their conversation, of their negative or positive energy from their mouth, because there's power in what we say, the moment it comes out of their mouth, I have an option right then. Either I can deflect it by saying no thank you, deflect it by saying I'll be praying for you, deflect it by giving a statement. It keeps the door shut and I'm able to be free of the negativity. Are you with me? But if the power of life and death is in the tongue, then whatever I'm receiving from them is going to be what their intention is going to be. That is either power of life or death. Are you with me? And Jesus said the words he speaks are spirit and life. So I want to be able to know that the words I'm speaking are the same as him. That is spirit and life. All right? Now the second thing I want you to understand today is identify with whose emotion is present. Identify with whose emotion is present. That means the moment you're engaging in a conversation and you start feeling something upon you, like of aggravation, frustration, fear, anxiety, you feel anything of a negative emotion, the moment you do, ask yourself the question, hold on a minute, was I this way 15 minutes ago? Because you have to realize, is this the emotion that you've attracted? Is this the emotion you've opened the door to? Is this the emotion of the negativity from the person because you didn't know how to close the situation by a statement or a period at the end of the sentence or a yes or a no? Did you close the door? Because if you didn't, what happens is automatically something in that moment is going to begin to attach itself to you in an emotional way. And you're going to find yourself getting mad with them. Or mad, you know, because they're mad at a situation. Or if they say something that says, oh, that makes me so mad. And then you can respond once you've opened the invitation, given the door to for that negative energy to come upon you. And then you're going to begin to find yourself saying, gosh, that infuriates me too. Automatically, guess what? Whose emotion just affected you? Their emotion. Because you've allowed the open door to begin to pour into you, not just the energy, but the negative emotion that they're feeling as well. Frustrated, sick, worried, depressed, you know, mad, angry, you know, vengeful. You tend to feel that. So automatically ask yourself the question, whose emotion is this I'm feeling? Was I feeling this way 15 minutes ago? If I wasn't before the conversation, this is not my emotion. This is their energy and emotions coming upon me. So you recognize it and then you begin to cast it down. You begin to move on. Because if you don't cast down vain imagination that doesn't even belong to you, you're going to find yourself in a heap of trouble because you're impregnating yourself with everything around you of other people's negativity as well. And the other thing I would say is learn to know your limits. The main thing I've learned in my life is I know my limits. I know my boundaries of how far is too far, how far is not enough. You know, how far will I go with this person? How far will I not go with this person? You know, what will I do in a situation that's going to let me know, will I hit my own boundary to say, oh, you know what? I'm going too far. I got to stop right here. You know, that's a key thing I want you to understand. And the moment you do, something begins to powerfully happen within inside of you. And I wanted to be able to share these things with you today because there's such a powerful presence of God that actually indwells us when we begin to keep ourselves with strong boundaries and keep ourselves in that place where we're surrounded with the power of love and the power of God and the power of the things that we know need to incorporate our lives with positivity. And I wanted to share these things with you today because I think it's important for us to begin to just think things through for a moment. Think things through to really say, you know what? Hey, hold on. You know what? I've got to learn to back away. I don't need to be affected by people. Now, if you might say to yourself, if there's someone in your life that maybe is somewhere in life that, you know, that just, you're just like, oh, I can't get rid of them. They're a family member. They just keep on being negative. Well, here's the thing. It's okay to still know your boundaries. You can still put these three things into practice with them because once again, you know, you can learn to love people from afar, but even if they're in your presence, you can always learn to say, if I know myself, if I know me and I learn to go inward, I go within to the power of my peace that I know God's given me, then it's not going to affect me. No matter how much they begin to rage or moan or complain or whatever around me, it's not going to come nigh my dwelling. So I'm not worried about it. So just because you can't get rid of the people in your family, you can tend to stop it to where it's not affecting you. The moment you feel that emotion coming upon you, it's them coming upon you. You've allowed that. You've got to know people cannot do anything to you unless you give them permission to do it. Can I get an amen? And when people have an open door policy for you, they will pour all their junk into you. They'll give you everything you didn't ask for, and you'll turn out, you'll turn up, and you'll say it's all their fault. When the truth is, it's really more your fault, because once we take responsibility of our own actions, and we realize, if this wasn't me before, I've given them an open door to affect me in my life. And you, once you know yourself, know thyself, and you understand the power of your own boundaries in the kingdom of God, you're going to be perfectly fine. You don't have to worry about it. Because the moment you begin to understand, hey, you know what, it's not bothering me, this is really cool, then all of a sudden you recognize and realize, you know what, I've known for a long time who I am, therefore it cannot come nigh my dwelling. So I want to share that with you guys today. And the great thing about the kingdom of God is God is so extremely faithful. He's so faithful. So I just want to tell you guys that today about these amazing points that will help you guys with negativity, and just trust God with all that's in you. Hey, by the way, don't forget to check out our website. Check out my new book on synchronicity, which is God's Universal Tools. It is a powerful book. Order the digital download today ebook, or get the book and I'll be glad to autograph it for you. But do not forget today to remember, co-create with God your day that you desire to have in your life. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.